right. Joining us right now is the Vice President of Brand and Communications at Wamply, and he's been on our show before. Brad, if we remember correctly, it's Brad Plotho. Is that correct?
You got it right.
Yay! Nicely all right, done. Well, that's all we needed. Thanks.
The last thing we get right today.
thanks for joining us, Brad. All right.
That's all I needed, and no one ever gets it right, so thanks, guys.
There you go.
Black Friday coming up, and you've done some studies here, and let's talk about Arizona. First of all, compared to the rest of the nation, we're spending a lot of money, or apparently will, this Friday in this state, right?
Yeah, that's right. So what we did is we have transaction data from millions of small businesses. We can see the interactions between consumers and small local businesses across the country. And we were looking to rank all 365 days of the year in terms of how much money small retailers in each state makes. And Black Friday is going to be the number one day of the year if this year pans out like last year. So we do expect Black Friday to be a huge day, not just for big box retailers, but also for small independent retailers in Arizona.
Now, normally, we kind of, you know, small business owners, they have their own day, right? It's the small business Saturday. But you're saying that the sales on Friday and even on Monday could surpass that day that's kind of given to the small business owners. Am I right?
Yeah, we actually typically see that the year previous is a pretty good indicator of the year to come. And this is what we're looking at this year. And last year, that's exactly right. So typically, across the country, you see the Small Business Saturday, the day after Black Friday, is the 22-ranked day of the year for small retail revenue, but it's the 163rd best day in Arizona. So there's some kind of fatigue factor going on there. People spending a lot of money on Black Friday, maybe looking to take a day off. Things do ramp back up on Cyber Monday. Surprisingly, we typically associate that day with people just logging on to Amazon and spending money, but what we seem to be finding consistently is when people are in the spending mood, they're checking things off their holiday shopping list, they just keep spending. So Cyber Monday is the number 11 day nationwide, and it's the number two day of the year in Arizona. So lots of spending, and particularly the purchase price goes up from about $100 per purchase in retailers in Arizona to about $135. So people will be spending more money when they go into shops on Monday.
We're past the midday point in November. Is it true, Brad, that Black Friday really does live up to its name? That's the day when companies can say, or local businesses can say, now we're in the black? And if so, it's kind of scary to wait this late in the year.
Yeah, well, we typically see that during the months of November and December, retailers in Arizona make about 20% of their revenue. So this really is high time, and Black Friday is the peak of that time, obviously. However, there's also an interesting dynamic at work where people delay their shopping, and there's the procrastinators that really get out and drive sales later. So if you miss out on like a really big Black Friday as a retailer in Arizona, you know, all is not lost. We actually looked at the best weeks of the year as well. The number one week for sales of the year is December 17 through 23, run up to Christmas, 131% higher than the average week. And then the second best week of the year is the week directly before that. So there is this spike on Black Friday, but there's also a ramp as we get closer to Christmas, and those who are still trying to get the shopping done or are checking more items off their list.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Day, all kinds of things going on right now. It's a day I'm sure a lot of retailers either dread and look forward to at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as long as we don't have like Rip Off Tuesday or something, you know, these are all bad deals, and we all just get in line and still buy them for sure. It's funny the list of, you know, hey, here's who's open, here's who's closed, here's what time, Thanksgiving morning. Like, I mean, it's absolutely mind numbing. If you're a small business owner, do you think you should publicize that as far as marketing, like make a big deal about it, or just look, when people want to come, come?
Absolutely. So we do see that that's a tactic that a lot of business owners that we monitor are doing. They're actually using Black Friday as a day to promote their business. They're extending their hours of operation. And I think what they're realizing is that the gravitational pull of Black Friday, where people are getting out of their homes very early in the morning, they're already out standing in lines, they're committed to shopping that day, there's a massive spillover into other businesses later in the day. We even see that restaurant sales spike on that day. People are just out. They're in the mood. So if you're running a small independent retail boutique, definitely worth your time to say, we're going to open our hours a few hours early. Maybe we're going to staff up a little bit. We're going to run some promotions to really try to get people to come in. We see this all over the country. So certainly that's what's happening in most places in the country.
Excellent. All right, Brad Plotho, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your being with us again.
It's Plotho.
No, thanks, guys.
Just kidding. I didn't want to ruin the interview. We were doing so well. No, Brad Pelotho, good stuff right there. As oh, man, I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
Black Friday.
This is actually sports, but it's also business related. That play.